This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy Martin Luther King birthday. Did you have a good holiday weekend? I know I'm a little bit late. That's okay. It's over. But the fun is just beginning, right, white people? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Easy to find, thekevinjacksonshow.com. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. White folks, white left is getting the profit off of MLK's birthday. They get a day. Black leftists, hey, reparations, baby. MLK's birthday. They don't give a crap about Martin Luther King. Don't know about Martin Luther King. Don't understand the principles of which he lived by. But they are profiting off of his day. That's right. MLK. But that, let me tell you something. While April 15th is a bad day for you oppressive white folks, forced to pay a crazy amount of taxes on white privilege, this is not the worst time for you. No siree. But what the worst time for you is, and you get a warning, Martin Luther King's birthday, you know it's coming. It's called BHM, Black History Month, the time of year when white people are reminded of the heinous past of your ancestors, a cross that you must bear because you were born white like them. After all, they are your ancestors. That's right, baby. Time to pay black people back. You get a month. Whew. So what? Your best friend is Laquan and your godfather to his six kids by four different women, Laquanda, Lakeisha, Lashonda, and Jill. Yes, your black friend had a white girlfriend and they have a half black child. Don't you love little Mikey just like you do Laquan Jr., Jaquan, Daquanda, Joquan, and Joquanda? Huh? Black History Month, baby. My favorite time of year. Not because I'm black. No. It's not because I'm black that I enjoy this time of year. It is because I understand the silliness of all this. And by the way, Black History Month was a Reagan thing. Do you think most black people know that it's a Republican that said, let's celebrate black people for a month? In the shortest month of the year. It was Ronald Reagan. Rinaldus Magnus. But let's just call Black History Month what it has become. It is not a celebration of black history. It is White Oppression Month. In fact, we call it White Oppression Month of Blacks and call it WOMB. And then Planned Parenthood would celebrate it. We love killing blacks in the womb. Think about it, though. If some apologetic white person had their way, during Black History Month, you would be allowed, black people would be allowed to kill at least one person during the month. No repercussions. The Purge. You've seen that movie, The Purge. This would be The Purge. The Black Purge. Well, the White Purge. I don't know. Call it whatever you want. But you get what I'm saying. White folks would be under duress. And you better know that if The Purge folks, if it were legal, there would be no white people at work during the month of February. Every white person in America would be on vacation, and not just on vacation, they would be out of the country. Yeah. Imagine if you were a white person and you had used your vacation to take the kids to Disney World. You would have signed your death warrant. I can just imagine this conversation happening with your spouse and your wife says, honey, let's take the kids to Disney World this year. And the husband says, but what about Black History Month? And the wife says, but you promised the kids. You know she had some insurance on that man. Shoot. Yeah. Speaking of which, can you imagine having to get Black History Month insurance? Makes Obamacare look like Boy Scouts. You get what I'm saying? You have to go get yourself some Black History Month. Hey, listen, Ted. It's December. It's about that time of the year. I want to make sure my coverage for Black History Month and the Purge is in effect. Yeah. Laugh at the preppers now, huh? Huh? Yeah, preppers would be saying things like, we knew we needed to prepare for some bad stuff, but we didn't know it was going to be every year. But hey, we're prepared. Boy, woo. It would change the world, the way we think about the world. Wouldn't it? Think about it. And talk about a reason to hate leap year? What? Another day white folks would have to hide? What if? I mean, think about it. The average person only gets 2 weeks of vacation. So you got 2 weeks that you can hide. In 2 weeks, you got to figure out how to hide at the job. But what about leap year? When you get that extra day, like this year? Shoot, boy. I can see it. White people would say, look, I'm sorry, boss. I'm 15 days. I'm not showing up. It's okay. You got white privilege. You can get away with it. If you were black, you'd get fired, right? You could bet if there was a Black History Month purge, black people would get amazing Christmas presents from white folks. But here's what you guys would do. You would conveniently forget to give black people their gifts during Christmas. And you would say, I'm sorry I didn't see you, Lamont, during Christmas. But here are your presents and presents for all your kids. And you give them to them on MLK's birthday, right? Yo, is it Martin Luther King? No, you do it the next day because black people wouldn't be coming to work on MLK's birthday. But you give them to them the next day. Shaniqua, I got your kids these presents. So please do not bludgeon me to death during Black History Month. Oh, man. And what about when white people got back to work and see their black coworkers? And black coworkers be like, if y'all don't see Charlie around here, it's because I killed him. Dude be like, I killed my mechanic Kenny, but look, I warned old boy that he charged me too much to fix my transmission. I said, Kenny, seem like you could cut a brother a BHM discount. You know what I'm saying? Old boy didn't get the hint. Woo, Black History Month, boy. And before black people would kill white folks, they'd have like a saying, like the Muslims, you know, Allahu Akbar. But black people would be like, reparations delayed is reparations denied. Ooh, that time of year, folks. White people, listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, where I remind you that the left want you to wallow, to bask, to baste, to saute, if you will, in your guilt. So what, you never owned slaves or a German shepherd? Your ancestors did, maybe. The media would report during the purge the death of white people every day without mentioning the ethnic backgrounds of their killers. And white people would cry out, why is the purge only for us? And black people would say, don't worry about it. We've been killing each other for decades. Happy Martin Luther King birthday!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We've got a ton to talk about. Happy birthday, Martin Luther King, again. Happy Black History Month coming up. Black History Month. Celebration of blackness in America. The solidarity that exists among black people. Look, we got a ton to talk about. We have a president in office who has done more for blacks than any other president in modern history. And you know what? White folks on the other side of the aisle want to demonize the man. Give him no credit. So what? He posthumously pardoned Jack Johnson, a black man who dated a white woman back in the day. You would think that would be something that they would hang their hats on. Jack Johnson, a man who was ostracized. They wanted to kill this man because he dared date a white woman, something that now today is not even a big deal. And, you know, we should have been crossing color barriers decades ago had it not been for these lecherous, crazy leftists, a.k.a. Democrats, progressives, or whatever they want to call themselves, hating. And Donald Trump says, I forgive him. Oh, we can't do that because he might have hit that white woman. Wow, Barack Obama? That's the reason why you didn't want to pardon Jack Johnson, because he might have hit his wife? I mean, don't misunderstand me. That's a horrible thing to do. But don't you understand the bigger picture? Nope. Can't go offending Me Too. Can't go offending potentially feminists. But God forbid you actually defend a dude who probably had a lot of problems because of the society he was living in. Today, they'd be giving Jack, well, Jack did grow up poor, and he didn't have a daddy. That's why he hit that white woman. As if Jack Johnson is the only spouse who's ever hit another spouse. How do we know? I'm not going to play devil's advocate. The white woman didn't hit Jack. Oh, Kevin, he was heavyweight champion of the world. So what? That doesn't matter. When a woman gets mad at you, she'll smack you. Anyway, you got Donald Trump defending her, getting a black woman out of prison because she was a drug mule, serving 25 years for being a drug mule. They took away the majority of this woman's life because she transported an illegal chemical. I mean, let's just put it in perspective. She wasn't selling it. I know, she was delivering it. She was, what, the scourge of the earth? You want to take away somebody's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for that long? And you know what Donald Trump did? He recognized it because of Kim Kardashian, and he says enough is enough. Do you think the Me Too movement came to his defense and said, what about this woman getting reunited with her kids, her family, her grandkids, whatever, her parents, if they were still alive, for goodness sakes? Did they think anything? Did they talk about this particular black woman and what? No. No props. He brings three black punks back from China who were shoplifting. If Barack Obama were president, those kids would be speaking Chinese now and be teaching prison basketball for Chinese. That's what they'd be doing. Otto Warmbier was sent home because President Trump... Oh, that's a white boy. Sorry. I'm mixing up my stuff. What has President Trump done for black people? Well, got them jobs, empowerment zones, criminal justice reform with the First Step, Second Chance Act, and a host of other things. But you know what? He's racist. Oh, let's not forget Charlottesville. The black people killing each other over the long Martin Luther King weekend. In Chicago, 3 people were killed, 13 people shot, mostly black-on-black crime. Of course, nothing to do with the purge, just a day in the life of black leftist America, who, by the way, purge every single day. And you know Martin Luther King would be celebrating the state of things in America, particularly black America, right? His legacy at work? Not. But they want to tell you... Black History Matters, right? Black History Month. Here's a news from AP. To commemorate MLK, Nicholas Thomas and more than 100 other volunteers will board up vacant houses, install school safety signs, and make other improvements to a Detroit neighborhood. Their mission is to celebrate King's legacy by being good neighbors, helping lift up a primarily black school in one of the poor areas of the city. Good for him. As Thomas fans out across the neighborhood with hammers and nails, King's legacy of peace and racial and social justice will be foremost in his mind, but at the same time, he's struggling to come to grips with the deep racial divisions roiling the nation, here it comes, under President Trump. Dr. King wanted unity. We have Trump separating immigrants. The wall, said 19-year-old Thomas, who is black, they point out in the article. They said, as the nation marks the holiday honoring King, the mood surrounding it is overshadowed by the deteriorating race relations in an election season that has seen one candidate of color after another quit the 2020 presidential race. Two black candidates, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, and the lone candidate of Hispanic ancestry, former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, have dropped out of the Democratic race for the White House. That scares me a lot. Says Deja Hood, 21, of Chicago, a senior at Eastern Michigan. Who is going to really voice back our voicing? You can't understand a minority if you've never been in a minority situation, even though you can advocate for us all day. You can never understand the issues we go through on a daily basis. Well, hey, here's what I would say to you, Deja Hood. Why don't you tell that to the Democrat voters? They said Booker, Harris, and Castro struggled with raising money and with polling. Asian-American entrepreneur Andrew Yang, Hawaii rep Tulsi Gabbard, a Samoan-American, and black former Massachusetts Deval Patrick remain in the race but are not considered top contenders. The front runners in the field are all white women and men. Surprise, surprise. They go, here's the thing. It's disappointing, but not really surprising. You look at it and think, dang, now what, said Xavier Cheatham, 22, black senior at Eastern Michigan, who along with Hood is participating in King's event on the, whatever the campus, west of Detroit. Do you see, they don't even get it. These kids don't even understand that all the things that they're talking about with their party have to do with the Democrats. And what do they do? Donald Trump is separating America, man, with this immigrant stuff and all this racial tension and stuff. Really? You think Donald Trump's doing that? Look, I'm not even going to entertain the idea of dumbing my audience down by pretending you don't understand this. You know what I'm talking about here. You know that the most racially segregating person, or whatever, separating person, however you want to put it, that's been around in decades was Baby Black Jesus, a.k.a. Barack Obama. You know this. Nobody needs to tell you this. Now, the question you got to ask yourself is, why are they deflecting? But you know the answer to that. That's what Democrats do. They tell you who they are by what they accuse you of, or in this case, Trump, because Trump is the metaphor for you. Look at you being racially insensitive. Meanwhile, back at the Democrat ranch, guess what? They chose not to elect Julian Castro, not to select Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Wayne Messam and eventually Deval Patrick or Tulsi Gabbard or Andrew Yang. They chose to limit their choices to billionaires and multimillionaires, including the socialist Bernie Sanders, who is the richest socialist on the planet. Short break.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is not happy with the World Health Organization.
We shouldn't pretend that because some organization has health in its title, that it's actually capable of delivering the outcomes that we need.
The Secretary of State also discusses China's response and transparency in the early days of the virus.
The world hasn't gained access to the VIV, the Virology Institute there. We don't know precisely where this virus originated from.
The coronavirus pandemic is also impacting home sales. The National Association of Realtors reported on Wednesday that pending home sales dropped nearly 21% in March. That's the lowest level since 2011. And Boeing is planning to slash production and staff by 10% after massive first quarter losses due to the virus. This is USA Radio News. Chalk up another win for Joe Biden. The former vice president won the Ohio primary yesterday after it was delayed for more than a month due to the coronavirus pandemic. The election was conducted entirely by mail with no in-person voting except in very special cases. A fuel truck has exploded in a market in Syria. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an improvised explosive device was detonated in a car in the city of Afrin, killing at least 46 people, including 11 children. All of the victims were residents of the city, displaced from different Syrian provinces. The Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit's militia and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is designated as a terrorist organization in Turkey, the United States, and the European Union.
More news is online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But again, it's Sunday morning. Let's be optimistic about the future, a future that will not have Donald Trump in the White House. One way or another, 10 months from now, we will have an election if we don't have him removed sooner. But again, he will be impeached forever.
That was soon to be former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're optimistic about the future. We sure are. One that has Donald Trump as president. He will re-up for 4 more years. You can rest assured. I was saying this in 2016 for quite some time, but I've announced this from day one. Trump would serve 2 terms. God willing. I'm not talking about God willing through the election. I'm saying God not taking him away from us. Yeah, go ahead and say your prayers now that you keep Donald Trump, because he is unique in all kinds of ways. Look at these presidents when they serve 4 years. Look at Barack Obama over the 4-year period. He looked older. Donald Trump looks younger. At the very least, and there's no argument here. He looks the same. He doesn't look like he's aged a day. So I'm optimistic about the future because Donald Trump ain't even aging. So there's some cosmic thing going on right now that's keeping us all younger. Don't you feel better? Don't you feel more exuberant? I know listening to the Kevin Jackson Show will do that to you, but I'm not talking about what's happening to you right now, even though we are infusing some youth into you. I'm talking about Donald Trump making your life just that much easier. Tell me, folks, I'm going to bet you the majority of you, your life has gotten that much easier. You're making a little more coin than you were before. You're paying a little bit less in taxes. You got a little less angst. I mean, politically, you might be one of these people like Carl driving himself crazy, wondering when they're going to get some justice for these Hillary Clinton stuff. And I get you. And I'm not coming down on Carl. I get it. Or Art or some of the others. But for the most part, you've been feasting. You wake up in the morning and go, yeah. Border wall being built. Yeah. Immigration going the other direction. Yeah. Tax cuts. Yeah. Business is coming back. Manufacturing coming back. Got a new job offer. Get to take a vacation. Get to have a little fun. Go to a movie. Have a dinner. Set a budget for fun. You know what you're getting to do? You're getting to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You're getting to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And you know what else you like? You like these 3 words. We the people. That's right. You have a government that is being put back into your laps. You get a say. Boy, and that's why Donald Trump is winning them over. Optimistic about the future. One way or another, we will have an election, Nancy. You're exactly right. We're going to have an election. Donald Trump will be running for president for his second term, which he already is. And many of your cohorts are going to be in prison. They're stretching it out. They want to see what they can get. Let me tell you, the Democrats are playing the long game, but they don't get it. Donald Trump understands the long game, too. You have to buy a piece of land and have a vision for it and build something as miraculous as a Trump building and put your name on it. You have to understand the long game, all of the pitfalls that can come your way. You think Donald Trump's starting to understand the long game? Let me give you an example of where I feel like this is all going. So the party who believes in no genders has a women's march, right? You remember in 2016 when they had this women's march when Donald Trump became president? It was actually in 2017, January of 2017. Close to a million women around the country, hundreds of thousands of people were rallying all over the country in multiple locations, probably 200 or something locations. That was when it started. The women's march was protesting the imperial nature of Heil Trump. Heil Donald Trump. 2017, man. The year the vagina heads had, I mean, yeah, we had pictures of them. They had full body vagina outfits, vagina hats, all of it. And they were going to, you know, go talk about all these women's issues of women's right to choose and doggone it, how dare you, and this kind of stuff. And here's NBC reported, thousands gathered in cities across the country Saturday as part of the nationwide women's march focused on issues, listen to this, such as climate change, pay equity, reproductive rights, and immigration. You heard me. Climate change and immigration? Seriously, women? Look, there are women listening to the program right now, the Kevin Jackson Show. Is climate change and immigration related to women's issues? I'm just curious. Climate change, I didn't realize climate discriminated against women, especially when women tell me that God is a woman. How could it be discriminating against you? Why isn't climate killing only men? What are you worried about, women? I don't even need to get into that. But what about the shift to immigration? Do these women even realize what happens to Central American and South American women, or who I guess it's mostly Central American and Mexican women, who dare trek across the desert to get to the United States? Do they have any idea? Have they seen the rape tree with panties all up in it? Women who were raped coming across the border, sexually assaulted in some way? Do they care about the human trafficking that is predominantly women being sold into sex slavery? Do they care about this part of immigration? Wow. They come to America, these women do, to be oppressed by this patriarchal society that wishes to deprive women of their 18 cents an hour compared to men and deprive women of their right to kill babies. I say to these women, are you sure you want to leave your crap hole country to come to America? You might want to check with somebody before you come here. Because the leftist women over here, the Me Too generation, well, you come here and it's awful. It's terrible. See, here's the point, folks. Even American women now see the hypocrisy of this stupid women's march and this stupid Me Too movement. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to let the secret out with conservative men. Guys, don't be mad at me for saying this. Please don't. I don't want to get any mail at thekevinjacksonshow.com. I don't want any phone calls at 844 of, what's our number? You know the number. 551-8255. I don't want any phone calls. I don't want any feedback here negatively because I'm going to let the secret out. But conservative men, We actually exalt women, conservative women. We believe they are the better part of us. That's why we refer to wives and girlfriends and others as our better halves. We wish nothing but success upon women. We are the people that create the Oprah Winfreys of the world, that create powerful women. We love it. We don't have any intimidation factor if our wives or girlfriends make more money than we do, if their careers are better, whatever. We're those guys. We believe women are the cradle of civilization, and because they give life to everything, every human being on this planet, we must make them feel really good about themselves. We're the people who pass laws to protect women. We are the people who will get up in the middle of the night, put ourselves in harm's way to protect women. That's who we are. It's a dirty secret. And I'm sorry to divulge it to the left, but here's the deal. We want women to make lots of money. In fact, we encourage them to do things on their own. Don't succumb to corporate culture. Do your own thing. If you want to empower more women, do so. Look, I got a friend right now. His daughter is teaching young girls in a very, very dangerous region of the world. She is teaching young girls how to protect themselves from sexual predators. She's teaching them martial arts. That's the type of thing that's going on with conservative women. Conservative women are teaching women how to shoot. They're teaching them how to go out and become business owners. They're teaching young women that you can be a feminine woman, all woman, proud of your femininity, and you don't have to capitulate or defer to any man. But guess what? You can still love a guy. You can still practice that beautiful femininity. That is one of the most beautiful things that God gave women, is their ability to deal with men in that feminine way. Why would you give that up? It is such a powerful thing. I've seen it at work, not only on others, but it works on
this
you too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump was to be so bad for women that they would need to leave the country, leave this great America that leftists believe they built. They would have to go elsewhere to have their abortions and to get their fair trade, their fair money, and all these other things. And you know what? Donald Trump has been the best thing for women in modern history. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. 844-551-8255 is how to reach us. Donald Trump has revolutionized what it is to be a woman in America. You look at some of the rights, some of the things that Donald Trump has done by way of Ivanka, his daughter, to improve the lives of women, and it's unbelievable. many black women can be thankful to Donald Trump for the First Step, Second Chance Act. There are the amount of black women in prison comparatively, and by the way, this is men and women, but I'm just looking at the women's side, the female side, has been an amazing number that he's helped get out to reconvene with families. They can go out and get jobs. And you know what? These jobs will be local in their neighborhoods. I dare any leftist listening to the Kevin Jackson Show right now, Google what Ivanka Trump is doing for women compared to anything that Hillary Clinton, Pelosi, compared to anything that they've done. And you're going to be embarrassed. I told a feminist leftist this at the University of Chicago. I was having dinner. I mentioned I was going to have a meeting with the president. And she's like, this president? I was like, yeah. And I said, let me tell you something before you get all high and mighty. Google what Ivanka Trump's done for women and then get back with me. We keep in touch. She ain't talking smack anymore. She's starting to find out, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. These women, Jeanine Garofalo, who was all going to leave? What's that ugly little troll that was big friends with Hillary Clinton, like Lena Dunham or something like that? Lena Dunham? Where is she? Where are all these feminists that were worried about losing their right to kill babies? Donald Trump said, look, I'm not for abortion. I want pastors around me. But he has not taken any rights away from these women who want people to believe that it's about their bodies. It's not. It's about killing black babies. And the proof that Donald Trump is resonating with every ethnic group, and every time the Democrats try to destroy him, I'm telling you, the good Lord says, the more you try to destroy this man, the more I'm going to destroy you. And Donald Trump is feasting on the carcasses of these leftist lobbyists and special interest groups across the board. They're mad at themselves. I was talking about the Women's March, the hypocrisy of this Me Too movement, born of all of the institutional, misogyny that's brought on by leftists. Harvey Weinstein is a perfect example. Look at all the media guys who are, I'm not talking Roger Ailes, I'm talking the NBC, ABC, CBS, all the heads of these different organizations. Gone. PBS lost a dude. Even Tavis Smiley was under attack. See, leftist men are finding out there's no safe space for you when it comes to attacks by feminists. They don't care what you've invested in their movement or whatever. And so what? Many of them, in most cases, wanted what they want. What's her name? Kathy Bates. You know what she said? She said, I came up in a time when you were invited to a movie executive's hotel. When you went up to a movie executive's hotel room, you knew what was going to happen. In other words, she's saying, if I went, I wanted what I got. Now, I know that's going to sound harsh to some people out there, but what Kathy Bates is saying is, you don't meet a movie exec in his room. If you want to meet a movie exec in a place where you're not giving the signs that you want to have sex with him, meet him at a restaurant. Meet him in a library. I don't know. Meet him anywhere, but you don't meet him in his room. But the Me Too movement, oh my God, he invited me up to his room. What? After you were flirting with him, after he says, hey, I got a couple of deals working, come up, man. I had no idea. Oh, BS. See, I'm going to call it straight. Because the women out there listening, there are people out there, they get squeamish when you talk about this stuff. Like, Kevin, I don't know if you should say this. This is on the public record. Public record of what? Public record of what you think? Let me ask you this. Executives having drinks with a young ingenue, and he says, hey, listen, you want to come back up to the apartment and we talk about some of these roles? Oh, yeah, I'm so naive. Look, I'm not telling you that anybody should be forced to do anything. That is not what I'm saying here. What I'm saying is, if you want to have a conversation where there is no sexual innuendo or potential intent or whatever, stay right there and have the conversation. Because once you get behind closed doors, as he said, she said, and guess what? We're supposed to believe that all these women are so women who talk openly about sexuality, make sex tapes, objectify themselves in the most heinous of ways, and then they want to cry foul when they don't get the job they want or when their careers are over. They don't cry foul right away. They wait 10 years, 20 years when they're old and used, as they say, road hard and put up wet, and then they go, oh my God, look at what he did to me 20 years ago. Millions of dollars later, fame and fortune. And then we're supposed to go, oh my God, I'm appalled. How could they? Yeah. How could they let 20 years go by and let other women suffer the same fates? Yeah. Hundreds showed up in New York City. Thousands in D.C. for rallies which aim to harness the political power of women, although the crowds are noticeably smaller than in previous years. Marches were scheduled in more than 180 cities. I love that part. Read between the lines when you interpret leftist dribble. Scheduled 180 marches. You can bet there were far less than 180 cities where these marches occurred, because guess what? Women are too busy celebrating their new jobs, thanks to President Donald Trump. Fallopian tubes intact, women all over America are celebrating their families, their newfound savings, their free time. They no longer have to be pissed about their lives. In fact, many of these women have become, wait for it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, they have become Trump supporters. But the genital-wearing hags pretended to have purpose as their dwindling numbers participated in this rise and roar rally. That's what they call it. Rise and roar. I am woman, hear me roar. Then they're too bitch to ignore. Whatever, what was that Helen Reddy song? Woo! Here's what activist Donna Hill said to a cheering crowd. Today, we will be the change that is needed in the world. Today, we rise into our power. Downtown L.A. hosted thousands of men, women, and children. Let me say that again. Thousands of eunuchs, women, and children filled several blocks as they made their way from a plaza to a park near City Hall, where the featured speaker was Jennifer Siebel Newsom, wife of California Governor Gavin Newsom, Mayor Eric Garcetti, and Representative Maxine Waters. Siebel reflected on the progress women have made in the 4 years since a predator-in-chief took office. She credited women for mobilizing against gun violence, creating the Me Too movement against sexual harassment and discrimination, and taking back the Democratic majority in the House of Representatives. In 2020, I have no doubt it will be women who will lead again, rise up, and move this country forward on the path towards justice. Yeah, here's the riff, folks. They didn't have some people there. Because Black Lives Matter says, you're too racist, Women's March. You got too many white folks. One of them said on Twitter, maybe they should rebrand themselves, hashtag White Women's March. I love these riffs that develop between the left. See, it's about color. Soon it'll be about sexuality. Then it'll be about, is it enough immigrants and Guatemalan midgets or whatever? Because they can't be together. They are more separated. They are more, their diversity not only divides them, it isn't a strength, it divides them. We just never take advantage of it. But here's a perfect example. The ACLU of California, they said, scheduled speaker, June Diane Raphael, an actor and writer, said they were pulling out of the Los Angeles event in solidarity with Black Lives Matter. BLM co-founder Malina Abdullah said the rifts between the Women's March have also appeared in Chicago, Houston, and Washington. There's a rift, all right, because they can never get along. These people will never get along. You can't live in a world of leftism and be successful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.